This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's morning show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Let's fly out to the West Coast and check in with Amy Amanti, our community reporter in Vancouver, British Columbia. Hey, good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Dave. Always nice to see you.
Always nice to catch up with you as well, Amy. So we're going to start off by doing what we always do, which is what's going on with Amy? What's up with Amy? And Amy, just as a bit of pretext here, you're going to tell us what you're up to. And in that time, we're going to be showing a picture on screen of you in a costume wearing an orange shirt with fishnet sleeves, a choker necklace, a teardrop face tattoo, and a mullet hairdo. So Amy, what are you up to? And give us some context of this look.
Yeah, this is, I actually think this is a good look on me. I don't know if I can give up that black mullet wig for anything. Yeah, and it was fun to rip up the t-shirt, too, because I got to, you know, it was a long-sleeved. Anyways, it's supposed to be a replica of an orange prison jumper. And so there's four of us in this particular piece that's part of a larger show called Wheel Voices Tune In. And we started writing Wheel Voices Tune In before the pandemic in March of 2020. And so, you know, we were in February, kind of very early March, we started writing this as a community of people with disabilities. And then, of course, the pandemic hit. So there was no show to be had, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then we transitioned it to online. We continued writing over Zoom, thinking that the pandemic will only be a couple of months. No biggie, right? Of course, now we all know where we are today. And so we made a decision, Real Wheels, the company that is backing this project, to just make a virtual presentation. And so this particular piece is me in my prison jumper. I'm calling myself Big Mama. So I'm the head of the prison gang. We wrote a parody based on the song from the musical Chicago, which was They Had It Coming, where all the women in the prison jumpers murdered the men in their lives. So we're four women with disabilities who have murdered people who have released ableist microaggressions on us. So it's quite fun.
Okay. All right. It sounds like you have something going on there. Amy, give us a concept of when these dates for these performances are going to be and where folks can get access to tickets.
Absolutely. So tickets are on sale now, and they are on a pay what you can afford model. So if you can't afford a ticket, you can get a free ticket. No problem. If you want to make a contribution, that is totally open to you. For that opportunity. They're available on the Real Wheels website. That's probably the easiest place to get it, although I do know that our blog, the Dave Brown blog,
AMI.ca/now blog.
That's right. You got it. It's going to have a more extensive link because the tickets will be filtered through Eventbrite. But you can also find it on realwheels.ca, which is R-E-A-L, wheels as in the wheels on the bus, W-H-E-E-L-S.ca. Mm-hmm. And May 5th will be the launch with a live Q&A. And then May 14th will be the described version.
Excellent.
Couldn't put it all together in the same time frame because one piece takes a little bit longer to create than the other. So
there's only so many hours in the day, Amy. We totally understand.
And I need a whole week in my day. Are you kidding?
Right, exactly. Well, speaking of, a couple of reports ago, you told us about Vocalize crowdsourced description project. So what's the latest news here on the project, and have they been shared yet?
Yeah, so I wanted to, the project share date is coming up on April the 28th. And I'm super excited about this because, as I shared before, we reached out to the community of people with blindness and partial sight, literally like across the world. We had people from as far as Madagascar sending in ideas. So like the power of social media, right? And we just put out a question to folks about, what kind of visual art have you always wanted to have described and have never, you know, experienced it described? And we got a whole bunch of responses. And then we sort of themed those responses together and then asked a whole bunch of people, not necessarily professional describers, but the idea was is that for through each person that, air quotes, describes something to you visually, you get a different lens, right? And you have no idea what that person's sort of history and growing up is and what their feeling is of a piece and all of those things. So the lens that, each individual provides is quite interesting. So we're going to have these pieces described to us through several different lenses. They're short descriptions, but it's, you know, you're going to be able to feel the impact of the lens that you're experiencing with. So that's coming up on April the 28th with Vocaleye.
And where can people find out more?
You know, I would always filter people through the Vocaleye website. It's going to be where you can access all of the upcoming events, because we do a weekly event every Wednesday night, and there is a special Mother's Day event coming up in May on the Sunday matinee. So again, this is all virtual platforms. We have special guests. We have a draw every week for anybody who identifies with sight loss. It doesn't matter where you are dialing in from. So, you know, it's a fun thing. So vocaleye.ca, vocaleye.ca. And you'll find a whole bunch of stuff on the website about how you can engage with the programming.
Yeah, vocaleye.ca should be bookmarked right next to ami.ca/nowblog.
Right.
These things should be worked in conjunction with one another. Amy, you've got another one here, and it's some upcoming webinars being put on by the Plan Institute. I remember I spoke with them a while ago, Amy, but give me a reminder. What does the Plan Institute do?
I think, you know, the Plan Institute is probably most notable for the advocacy and creation around the RDSP. For folks who don't know what the RDSP, the Registered Disability Savings Plan, so similar to an RRSP for our able-bodied colleagues, friends, that are working and want to save for retirement. So the RDSP is the idea, same kind of idea, except that the government does a financial matching program. And again, there's all sorts of eligibility requirements for that, which this is not the time and space to go through that. But what Plan also does is provide a lot of education around different things related to the disability experience. And so this that I thought was interesting to me, I'm going to take this, is Wills, Trusts, and Estate Planning webinar for folks that live in the province of BC.
Oh, wow.
Right? I mean, I have been thinking about for years putting a will together, and it's not that I have a huge amount of assets, but I have no children. And so who gets what I own when I am no longer here to utilize what I've, you know, saved away? So I think it's a really important thing as a person with a disability, if you have any assets at all, is to be able to consider that. Or if you are a parent of a child with a disability and you want to figure out how you can leave them a house or leave them a trust, or so that they can take care of themselves once you are no longer around to be able to support that. So April 29, May 20th, and June 17th are the dates for this particular webinar.
And I do want to give folks these points of contact, but once again, a reminder, ami.ca/nowblog will have a full roundup of these, but 1-844-311-7526 is the phone number. 1-844-311-7526 is the phone number. Or you can visit planinstitute.ca, planinstitute.ca. Amy, one more to talk about here, and that's Braille Literacy Canada hosting a virtual Braille symposium. So what do we know so far about this upcoming event?
Yeah, you know, this upcoming event wasn't supposed to be until my May report. So that was a copy-paste error for me, but since we're talking about it.
Okay, you know what, Amy, if you want to, we can just use that as a bit of a teaser. We can just give folks a bit of a teaser.
What's coming up in May? Yeah, I mean, we've got plenty of time to talk about this. So, you know, sometimes it happens and I copy paste things in the wrong spot.
And here's what I'll tell folks. Here's the information that I will reveal, because we don't want to keep all the cards in our own hands here. June 4th. From 1 to 6 p.m. Eastern time, June 4th, from 1 to 6 p.m. Eastern. And when Amy joins us again in a couple of weeks for our next community reports, we'll get all the details of Braille Literacy Canada. Hey, Amy, always fun catching up with you. I know you're super, super busy, so we always appreciate when you make a couple minutes for us.
I love making time for you, always.
Well, Amy, you're the best, and we'll talk to you again in a couple days for your next movie review.
Yeah, enjoy the rest of your week. It seems premature to say happy weekend, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Wednesday's a little early for happy weekends, but at least we can start thinking about those vibes. That's Amy Amanti, our community reporter in Vancouver. She's also the host of Accessing Art with Amy, which you can find on your favorite podcasting platform. And she's also our film reviewer and joins us almost every Monday to talk about films and miniseries. So Amy stays busy. There's no doubt about that one. And if you do want more information about those stories that we covered, you can visit the blog ami.ca. AMI.com/now blog. Let's head over to Mike Ross. He has the regional news update.
Thank you, Dave. We'll begin in British Columbia, where BC Premier John Horgan says his cabinet will discuss the possibility of new restrictions to be put in place due to COVID-19 later today. But he says the announcement would come Thursday from Provincial Health Officer Dr. Bonnie Henry. BC recorded 873 cases of COVID on Tuesday, along with two new deaths. The province has formally extended the provincial state of emergency to April 27th, giving health and emergency management officials extraordinary powers to support the province's pandemic response. British Columbia also marking 5 years since overdoses were declared a public health emergency. Sheila Malcolmson, Mental Health and Addictions Minister, says COVID has had a large impact on people who use drugs. She says the government is committed to decriminalization, but advocates say the government needs to take decisive action. To the Prairies, Saskatchewan tightening restrictions province-wide on group sizes and how many people can attend faith worship services as the number of COVID-19 cases continues to surge. Health Minister Paul Merriman says the level of transmission remains too high in many parts of the province. Effective immediately, only people living under the same roof are able to be present in a home. As of Friday, church gatherings will be restricted to no more than 30 people. Both measures are in place until April 26th, pending a review. Ontario offering more details on its plan to vaccinate residents 18 and over in COVID-19 hotspots yesterday. Community groups and large employers will be enlisted to organize immunization clinics, in certain high-risk neighborhoods, the Ontario government saying yesterday. The specifics came days after Premier Doug Ford said all adults in certain priority postal codes would be eligible for a shot, an announcement that frustrated some people when residents of those areas couldn't find specifics. Ford says mobile teams and pop-up clinics run by faith-based groups, community organizations, and large employers will be used to get vaccines to residents of 114 hard-hit areas, starting with specific neighborhoods in Toronto and Peel region. To Quebec, some 73,000 teachers holding an unusual strike today that began just after midnight and lasted until about 20 minutes ago. The Centrale des Syndicats du Québec, the union representing teachers, says the timing of the strike is designed to put pressure on management without affecting students' learning. Quebec's Superior Court on Monday refused a request by school boards to deny the teachers the right to hold the strike, paving the way for the job action to proceed. The province's workplace tribunal was supposed to hear the case Tuesday afternoon, but the head of one of the teachers' unions said that hearing turned out to be unnecessary after discussions were held between the two parties. José Scalabrini told the Canadian Press that the employer wanted reassurance on some aspects of the strike, including that teachers would be in class by 9:31 a.m. Several school boards announced classes moving online for the day because the strike impacted school buses and early morning supervision. And in the Atlantic region, New Brunswick First Nations say the province's move not to renew existing tax collection agreements is an insult and a crushing attack on their economic viability. Madawaska Chief Patricia Bernard says the government's only interest is to see how much more money it can, quote, leech from our resources, be it natural or financial. The decision follows a court ruling last month that the province has an obligation to share carbon tax revenues collected and remitted by on-reserve retailers. Premier Blaine Higgs says the ruling won't be appealed and says the current tax agreements are outdated and have proven to be unfair. And those are your top regional headlines going coast to coast across the country, Dave.
Thank you so much for that, Mike. I want to remind you that you have a great opportunity at your fingertips. Right now, you can pose a question ahead of next week's segment for Ask Dave Anything. Any question that you want to ask me, you can go ahead and fire away. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.